on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, make a difference for those in need here in Cleveland. Bring your non-perishable canned food items to the November 3rd game for the Cleveland Browns Food Drive. Volunteers will be at First Energy Stadium gates collecting canned items and donations. Again, that's the November 3rd game. Make a difference for those in need right here in Greater Cleveland.
Dino, what do you got for us? Calls? Tweets?
We got tweets, gentlemen.
Oh, let's get some tweets.
At Browns_daily. First from Iron Will at CMDR Java. Guys, easy to say we will get our QB. Much harder to do. Who's even coming out? Where are we picking? Who's ahead of us? Who needs a quarterback?
All right questions to be asked, because it will be and way too early for us to go down the road extensively, but that is what is in the back of my mind, is that you can definitely say that's the plan to go into next year's draft and feel that there are enough quarterbacks that you will, and with two first-round picks, that you'll have the opportunity to get a good one, but will you get a great one? And will you get the one that is the answer once and for all? And that's the forever asked question around here.
I heard somebody in the national media the other day say that the Browns should draft two quarterbacks in the first round, and that way one of them will pan out for sure.
Oh, God. No, I don't like that.
Then you have a quarterback controversy.
How about a quarterback and a receiver?
A draft quarterback.
That's what I want with the first.
I like, yes. Yeah, I'm with, that's my plan, too. Yep. What else we got, bud?
A couple other things for you guys. First, from Sarge, just reminding us that, and I mentioned at my Sports Center, Josh Cribbs signed with the Jets today.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Mazel Tov.
Good luck. Yeah, exactly. J-Dog. We need to, and I got a call about this too. We need to get Brett Favre.
Really? Who? Oh, come on.
Let me quote Vic when he's doing some riveting stuff. Excellent.
No, there's no way that makes sense.
But he's in the best shape of his life, Vic.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'll tell you, he does throw a hell of a ball in those Wrangler commercials. He's looking really,
I'd rather have Jeff George.
At
least I could interview him every week.
That might be the thing I'd be convinced on, is Jeff George. Now you sell me on Jeff George. But I don't want to hear about Tim Tebow. I've heard that one come up, too.
Somebody tweeted me that he's in the Cleveland airport.
He's been in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful.
I haven't seen him walk around here. I can say that.
It's a good, nothing against him personally, but that's a good thing. I don't want him on this team. Nope. What else we got? That's it. Come on. Right.
Good stuff. It's been so much fun.
It was. We actually had a lot. And let's keep upon further review thing.
Yeah,
I know
next
you're
going
to have more production with that. It's good.
And people can check out later today on the app or clevelandbrowns.com, potentially the
I don't know when they're going to post
they put
that.
It up.
We got to ask
that. We'll find
question
that out
of our TV production people. I don't want to put out any false information.
But at some point.
We'll
get a look into the dog.
At some point, this is going to be a TV show. Because we've insisted upon that.
Yes.
Haven't we?
That's
right. We didn't really insist upon it. Someone else told us, hey, we're going to bring cameras in there. We said, okay.
Okay. Cool.
Cool. All right. Thank you to Gerard Cherry for being part of the show. Thank you to Jameer Howerton and Atama Rubin for their contributions to this show. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Coming up next is Huli and Gerard. Stick around for that. And we will talk with you tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.